And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
Hello, world. That's no.
Welcome to the Bev and Angie show.
That's very, it. Very good.
Hey, 7:30 at night and I'm still kind of peppy.
Yeah, we wanted to sound really enthusiastic this evening.
Woo!
Yeah.
How about that?
We're only 55. Are you 54?
I'm 54 until June. I'll be 55.
I keep forgetting I'm a year older than you. I'm going to be 56 in 2 months.
I'm the baby.
You are.
I'm the baby.
All right. 55, 54. We're still not 80. We don't need to be in bed at
night. No. Not 8 o'clock.
Of course, I don't know if that's true. I don't know. Do old people go to bed early?
Oh, yeah. They eat at like early. 3 and go to bed by like 7 o'clock.
And then up at 4 a.m.?
Right. So maybe the amount of sleep they get doesn't change, but the time frame changes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm curious to see what I'm like then, because I'm not a morning person at all.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, God, no, I want to be.
Right.
I really, really want to be. But I've always been so much of a night owl that I just can't get that changed. Now, my rhythm is good. Like 6:30, 7 o'clock, I wake up every Saturday and Sunday, even though it's my day off. So, and I can't sleep.
So you get out of bed.
Stay in bed. I get up and go.
Yeah.
Which is better than I used to. But anyway, sorry, that was not meant for this podcast, but I always digress as always.
Put it in there.
Something pops up. So anyway.
What's been happening since last time?
Troy had a hernia operation on Friday, so he's recovering from that. And other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, so I know two other people that had hernia surgeries this month.
Yeah,
you said. It must be like the month for hernia surgeries for men. I don't know. That's the weirdest.
Well, I know when he was prepping, you could hear doctors and nurses who were talking to other people in other rooms. And there was at least two other ones that mentioned a hernia, but they were there for that.
You know what I'm thinking? It's because holidays are over, but spring's not here yet. So it's a time when people really don't have a whole lot to do. Most people anyway.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this done before spring gets here and we have, you know, yard work and this and that to do.
Yeah,
I think it's
true.
Just a good time to do it.
Fine. Okay. So anyway, yeah, that's really about it. Nothing else.
Yeah. I'm just dating.
I just feel like, yeah, you're really getting out there.
Well, I'm also able to clearly define boundaries and stick to them. So if I feel like something isn't going in the trajectory that I want it to go, I have no problems being like, this is not what I want. Nice knowing you. See you later. And I'm not sleeping with these men. Yeah. Absolutely not. That's just not even in my wheelhouse right now. Like, just dating, trying to figure out what I really like and don't like. What I really don't like is dating somebody and telling them you really don't want to be with them anymore and them sending you a bill in the mail for the stuff that they've done around your house.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Or stuff that they've done for your sister, telling her that anything my girl wants, I'll do it. And then they send you a bill in the mail.
That had to be one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard.
I was so enraged. Mm-hmm. I was so enraged. Now, he bought mulch. Legitimately, I mailed him a check for that because I was like, okay, fair enough. You paid for mulch. I'm going to pay you back for that. But I didn't ask you to do all this other stuff. You volunteered. And that's not what you do.
No, it's not. But I met this man and I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And then when you came and said that he did this and mailed you a bill for these things, I was just really taken aback because I would have never guessed. Now, granted, you can't tell by just meeting a person one time, you know,
no,
or whatever.
Right.
But just conversation, he seemed like an intelligent man. You know, he was there trying to help you. Like,
right.
It seemed like he wanted to be very sincere.
Right.
So that was just so petty.
You never know what people have in the back of their heads. Next guy. Dated him for a while. And at one point I had sent him a picture of me from a long time ago when I was like hanging out in Williamsport, because our friend groups kind of ran parallel, but we never actually met each other. And then 2 months after I sent him this picture, he's like, yeah, I knew one of the guys you dated. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said this guy's name, which was in the picture. And I said, I never dated him. I have a lot of male friends that I don't date. He just assumed that I dated him. But here's the thing. This guy that I was friends with, baby mama, basically, this guy had kids with this woman. And the guy that I was dating recently raised her kids with her.
They're not together anymore?
No, they haven't been since... Oh. Well, they haven't been for 10 years.
Okay.
But he knew then that I knew this guy and never bothered to tell me until just a couple of weeks ago. Just a few weeks ago. No, like 2 months ago.
Do you think he was trying to fill you out for your intention of a relationship or whatnot? I don't know.
We had
just
already
weird.
Defined that. We already defined the fact that we were in a relationship. We had already been talking for a couple of months.
Okay.
If I had sent it to him in the first week, I don't care if I had sent it to him the first week. If somebody sent me a picture and I knew somebody in that picture, I would immediately tell them that information.
Right. Yeah.
So no, to me, withholding that information is shady.
Yeah. I just don't understand the intent behind it. Why would you withhold it? The information.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Sense. I don't know. It's weird.
It is.
And if you're going to withhold that information, something that's kind of big, that's pretty big. Why, you know, I don't want to know. Let's not even bother going down the road with this. Mm-hmm. See you later. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking to this other man, and we had gone to coffee, we had gone to dinner, we went to the movies. And then I get a message from his daughter that he passed away.
Was that a heart attack?
Yeah.
Gosh. Weren't you like stunned when you read that message?
Yeah, and then my heart just I just felt so bad for his daughter because like they lived together, like they depended on each other and she has a young son and you know, and then I'm like, "Ugh, I just you know, like I just feel so bad for her cuz she's left to pick up all these pieces by herself and she's so young." That's just ripped my heart out.
Well, when you shared that with me, I about fell on the floor. I just couldn't believe it.
But, yeah.
And was he healthy though overall? I mean, did you feel he was
a
healthy
man?
Some
issues. I mean, that's another thing with dating at our age. Everybody at our age has something wrong with them. Lord. Right?
Oh, yeah. How many prescriptions do you have?
Right.
Are you currently suffering any diseases? Right. Do you currently have cancer?
Can I see your doctor? Can you send your doctor report to me, your last doctor report to me? Like, that's the reality of it. Oh, the reality is the closer and closer we get, the older we get, that's going to be a very common thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Being married in such in my relationship world, I don't think about those things.
Right.
That you may be facing.
Yeah. So I call the dating pool right now the Land of Misfit Toys because it's all the shit that nobody else wants. And oh, I can't say it because I'm in the pool, too. I can't imagine, like,
that's right.
What are men thinking about the women that of our age that are out there looking? And I hear a lot that they're looking for somebody to take care of them. I don't need that.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want somebody to take care of me. I take care of myself just fine. I just want somebody who doesn't lie, who doesn't withhold information, who doesn't send me a bill in the mail after they've done stuff for me.
Because you think they want to.
Somebody that doesn't die. So that, you know.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, that's hard.
But you are talking to somebody again now.
Yeah. I have a date on Saturday.
Do you know what you're doing yet?
No. Going to dinner somewhere, I'm assuming.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Have you done your research on this guy? Or is this all just waiting to be found on
just
his first
wait
date?
To find out.
Okay.
I mean, we've been talking, but...
Yeah. All right. Now,
you never know.
I need to know this, too. Being the social media world and technology, when you say you've been talking, how are you talking?
Texting, calling, FaceTime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you're not crazy about... talking on the phone, and
no, yeah. I'm not crazy about that, but you have to. You know why? Because catfishing is real. There's a lot of catfishers on there, and if I see them, I report them.
Okay.
Because some of them are really blatant. Like, you can tell that their intro was written by ChatGPT. You can tell the pictures have been pulled off Facebook, some other way out on the internet, and used. There's a lot of, okay, a lot of catfishing going on. And I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure there's a lot of women catfishing too.
Oh, I'm sure that there are.
And those, like, romance scam type things.
Right.
Is real stuff.
Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah. So I'm not down for that. At least want to talk to people on the phone.
Okay.
FaceTime.
Yeah,
Make sure they actually look like their pictures.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to meet this guy?
Yeah.
You'll meet him somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want people coming to my house.
Listen, I sound like your mom. Okay.
Okay. Text me the safe word. And if you send me the word, right, I'm going to call you and be like, you have to come home right now. La, 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 la. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be safe, though. I mean, come on. The world we live in, you have to make sure you have safety at top of mind all the time.
Yes. All right. Just let somebody know where you're going.
For sure. I always share my location with Amber, so she always knows where I'm at.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Just because. You never know.
No, you don't.
And I have mace, just so you know that. Any guy that's dating me. I do carry mace.
Well,
again, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I listen to Dateline too much.
Yeah. Crime
Way
Junkie.
Way too much.
Crime Junkie, all those. Yeah. You have to be with anything. Well, it's just like if you would buy something off Craigslist.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
I'd rather be more alert than not. So
I'd rather be overprepared than stuck in a trunk.
Yeah.
Or on a ditch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I have a license to carry, but I don't carry.
Right. Well, it wouldn't hurt.
No. I have my mace, you know, for our Amazon
delivery. Yes. You have to have mace for that, because you really never know what's going to happen on that.
No. I've only had to draw that for a dog. So.
Yeah.
It's bad enough.
So then I was... That got me thinking, of course, about menopause and heart health.
Okay.
And then that got me thinking about what about unusual things that happen to our bodies in menopause that we're not thinking about or that are not so normal that we're talking about it. So I found a couple of articles. First of all, did you know that women will spend 40% of their lives in perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause? 40% of their lives.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till my husband hears this. Because, yeah. Remind me to come back to this. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, but it's crazy.
All right. 1 in 4 women may develop AFib. Yeah. So, an irregular heartbeat during menopause.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that was something.
Yep.
That was, like, on a list somewhere of symptoms.
Yeah, so cardiovascular risk is real. High blood pressure, high triglycerides because of the larger waist circumference, high blood pressure, stiffening or weakening of the blood vessels, increased cholesterol because of sleep problems and all that. So that is actually a thing. And it says to combat that, exercise, eating healthy. Quit smoking if you're smoking. Manage your stress. Get more sleep. And know your numbers. Know what your BMI is. Know what your blood pressure, what your cholesterol, what your blood sugar is. Know all of that. So make sure you're going to the doctor.
Yes. At least once a year. Once a year. Annual checkups.
Yeah. And have them do a full panel. It doesn't cost much. Mm-hmm. If anything, because it's preventative.
Yeah.
So definitely do that. So you want to talk about what your husband said?
I just recently, we were talking about menopause and he made reference to the fact, well, thank God you're done.
Mm.
And I looked at him and, well, you know, we're crazy as we are anyway during this time of our life. And I just couldn't, I said, what do you mean I'm done? I go, no, I had a I went 1 year without a period. So now I'm in menopause, but it doesn't mean everything just goes away and you're just done. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize. I just figured you were done.
I'm like,
No, I still have the hot flash. I still have the night sweats.
It doesn't go. That part doesn't go away.
No. And, you know, the fact that we are here talking about this now because we don't feel that menopause is talked about enough.
Right.
And the changes that our bodies go through. You poor women out there and those who are not vocal. Me, I'm very vocal about everything.
Yeah.
You know. I make a mountain out of a molehill a lot, especially around my husband. But I feel for you because if you are going through this and your husband is totally in it.
Clueless.
Yes. Has no idea what is going on. Man, my God, you need to open up the door. You need to explain this to your husband. Put articles in front of him. Find information. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel comfortable having a conversation with him directly, you know, about it, pull up something that he can read.
Or send him to our podcast and we will school him. Yeah. So there's perimenopause.
Yeah.
Which is when the symptoms first start showing. And it could be many years until you're actually in menopause. And menopause just means you've gone 12 months without a period.
Right.
That's all that means at all.
Yep.
Because then there's postmenopause. After that, that could be up to 10 years. But this whole thing from perimenopause to through menopause could be like 15, 20 years. It's 40% of our lives.
Yes. I know. It's ridiculous.
I don't think enough women even understand that, let alone the men. I really don't.
No.
I really don't.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And doctors don't talk about it either. They just don't.
No, they try to put a Band-Aid on everything.
Right. Yeah.
And not necessarily explain that where it's coming from.
Right.
I have seen different times, if I'm not mistaken, I believe on TV. Now, of course, I don't watch primetime TV per se, as far as Netflix and Hulu and that. But it seems like I've seen commercials.
Yeah.
For menopause.
Yeah.
But
maybe like hormone replacement therapy or stuff like that.
Yeah. But that's really about it.
But not educational things.
No. I don't know where people are supposed to go to get it aside from our podcast. I mean, we don't know everything either.
Yeah. You
know,
no.
We talk about our own experiences. Right. And,
exactly.
Articles and things. And yeah, it's no fun.
No.
You know, and so the one there about the AFib and then talking about cholesterol, your belly fat. This is where I'm at right now, where we know I lost about 30 pounds.
Right.
Was it 2 years ago? Or 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I have put it all back on. And even when I'm trying, I can't. My stomach is growing now, where my stomach's been flat for quite a while. I'm starting to get a pooch now. WTF. What's going on here? And my boobs. I swear, I wanted to look this up and I wanted to see about menopause if your boob size increase, you know, because I swear to God, like half of the weight that I've gained is in my boobs.
Well, I'm sure your husband loves that.
He does. And he has vocally stated so, but I said, I'm sorry, they got to go.
But he's like, feel comfortable.
No, I don't feel comfortable at all.
Right.
And of course, because they are bigger, whatever, I think that they're at a good, how should I say this? Like a height or something. They're not hanging down to my waistline.
Right, right.
So I understand that he likes him, but at the same time, I told him, I said, look, I am not comfortable.
Yeah.
Now, when I lost that weight.
If your clothes don't feel good and you don't feel good, and that's all that matters.
Exactly. And when I lost that weight before, he said, you looked older because your face elongated a little bit, you know, when you lose weight. And I told him straight up, I don't care about that. I felt better.
Right.
And
at this point of our lives, that's all that matters is how you feel.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when I leave the house, I try to
look
decent. Right. However, to be fair, too, since COVID hit, I used to be one of those people, women, I should say. Well, people. Men wear makeup too, some of them now. But I used to leave the house only with makeup on. I never went anywhere without it.
Oh, like even to Dollar General?
Oh, yeah. I had to always have my makeup on.
Oh, man.
And since COVID, I stopped wearing makeup. So I don't wear makeup on a regular basis. I may wear it if we go out.
At all? Do you wear nothing?
No.
I don't put eyeliner. Just your face creams and stuff and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't put any base. I don't use any of that. Nothing on my face. And recently, I forget where we went, but regardless, we were out and I did put a little bit of makeup on and my husband said, yeah, I do like it when you wear a little bit of makeup. He doesn't like where it's really dark. You're like and
putting
heavy
on the foundation and the contouring and the this and the that. No.
No.
Okay.
But even at our age, so many times you see it on Facebook, you see these ads for makeup, like for a foundation where it says like older, mature skin. Like you don't want to be putting a heavy foundation on.
Well, because it creases and it gets in there and your skin's kind of elastic. So it's hard to pull it and it's kind of scraping along. And it doesn't look good. It looks cakey and yucky.
It does. So, I mean, if I was concerned about looks, you know, my point being that I don't wear makeup on a regular basis where it honestly, you know, 12, 15 times a year, if I put it on, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I've just become very comfortable without it per se.
Right.
So no, I want to feel good. So I'm on a mission, you know, to try to lose some. And I always joke and say, geez, do I need a GLP one shot? I really don't want to try something like that. I really don't because...
Well, they have GLP-1 pills now.
Oh, there's all kinds of forms. They're popping out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how safe is this? And, you know, and they say, once you stop it, then you'll gain the weight back. Right. And I want to learn better.
You want to make a change that you can, you can sustain.
Yes. And I'm finding it a little difficult, but I'm using the Noom app. I know everybody, most out there, have heard of it or have used it. And I'm using it. I'm really committed this time.
Okay.
I paid for it.
Yeah.
So I'm really committed.
Right.
So I'm really trying. So even the last couple of days, I feel better. I'm sleeping well. I'm not having acid reflux when I go to bed. Acid reflux, that's a big thing for people, too.
Kim gets it a lot now, too. Now, I had it a lot before my bypass, and I don't have it now. But it's because of the surgery. Yeah. But it was bad. It was so, so bad.
Well, your eating habits now, I've noticed, too. With being on this Noom app, I eat, they have their green, yellow, and orange foods. So obviously I'm eating a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Right.
And so it really does make a difference.
Yeah.
But I am feeling a little bit better. But anyway, again, getting off on a tangent, it's all about feeling better.
That's all it is.
You know.
You want to feel good. You want to be comfortable. All of that.
Yeah. I'm not saying I want to walk around in a muumuu dress or something like that, you know, because it's, you know,
you don't
there's no work to it. But
right.
No.
What's the trend? What is that? Remember Three's Company? What's the name of the lady that with the curly red hair?
Mrs. Roper?
Mrs. Roper. You don't want to become a part of the Mrs. Roper club where you just walk around in a muumuu all day, every day?
No, no.
When I retire, I will. I'm going to be one of those eccentric ladies with lots of weird clothes. That's going to be me.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to get into this, the weird symptoms?
Yeah, yeah. Go on. Sorry. Yeah.
No. That needed to be said.
Yeah.
We talked about it. That's great. Feeling, all right, so there's 8 things. The first one is feeling insects crawling on your skin. Uh-huh. Itchy skin really? Sensation. It's called formication, not fornication. Formication with an M.
All right, now who in the hell came up with that term?
I don't know.
Why would they make it so close to fornication?
I know, right?
That makes no sense.
It says it's a menopausal hallucination.
Now they have us hallucinating?
Now we're hallucinating.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Burning tongue, and I think we talked about this.
We did talk about burning tongue before.
It can also present with symptoms of a metallic taste when you eat.
Oh.
Dryness, tingling, or soreness. Hmm. Yeah. And that's another result of lower estrogen. Altered spatial awareness. Changes in the perception of depth in your vision can occur. Does that happen to you? This can lead to clumsiness.
I have trouble with my vision.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I don't know really to go into it, but yeah, because I wear contacts.
Ah, okay.
And I was told a year and a half ago that I am affected with dry eye.
It's exactly what it says here. Dry eyes and reduced concentration at this time can contribute to this.
Yeah, I get affected by it a lot. Where, wow, I should take my contacts out as soon as I come home from work. And I was thinking about doing this. Well, I showed you my mask. I have an eye massager.
Yeah.
Which I used last night, believe it or not, it's ironic, for the first time in a long time.
Right.
And so I'm trying to focus more on that, too. And I'm supposed to use wedding drops.
Okay.
You know, for my eyes as well. And then I'm supposed to be using that. So I have an eye appointment coming up, and I'm very curious. But yes, no, I hear what you're saying, because yes.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I have been affected by that.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Next one, let's see what's next.
All right. Body odor. I think we talked about this too. Hot flashes and night sweats can result in body odor, and then the bacteria. I know we talked about this on another episode. Old people smell. Remember that one?
Yes, I do remember.
Yes.
Old people smell.
Yes.
Oh, I hope that's not us. I hope it's not me.
Now this says, however, there can be a heightened sense of smell in menopause. And I think I have the opposite. I think we were just talking about offline that we're having the opposite problem. Like my sense of smell is really muted a lot.
Yes.
The last couple of years.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking of when you just mentioned about the body odor. Well, who the hell would know? I'm not going to know.
We're all around each other. We're all in menopause. How are we going to know? It's other people's problem if I stink. Not my problem.
I'm sure my kids and my husband would gladly tell me.
I would hope somebody in your life would tell you if you smelled.
Yeah.
Please tell me if I smell. And I won't take offense to it. I don't care. But I want you to tell me so I could do something about it.
What's the one that you would see? Is it? I got Noom on my brain because of the app, but the Loon, is it?
Lumi?
Lumi.
You can use it everywhere?
Yes.
I love that stuff.
I bought a 3-pack. Do you? I forget the scent of this one, but I thought.
I got the coconut.
Oh, I would love the coconut.
Yeah, I like the coconut.
This one's a different, it's an orange one.
Okay.
And I thought it made me smell funny.
Really?
Yeah, with that scent.
Oh.
I'm going to have to try it again, but I'm going to try the coconut.
Try the coconut. Here's another one. I know Mary suffers from this. I suffer from this. I think maybe you do too. Tinnitus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Or what you guys call it, a different something else. But either way you pronounce it. Tinnitus, ringing in your ear.
Yes.
Ringing, whooshing, or clicking. It can be anything from a mild annoyance to a profoundly disturbing. I have this like, shh. Remember like how the TVs would be back in the day when all the program was over and it was just static?
Yeah.
I have that constantly in my head,
mm-hmm.
all the time. Sometimes it's worse when I don't get enough sleep. It gets really bad. But it is linked to the rise and fall of hormone levels. So, there's that.
I have always associated mine with my hearing, the hearing loss that I have now due to a ruptured eardrum and ear infection that I had. What was that, about 3 years ago?
I'm sure that definitely has something to do with yours.
But I don't have it all the time either, which is weird. Now, when I play the drums and I put my headphones on.
Yeah.
That sometimes will cause a tinnitus afterwards.
Oh.
And then when I go to the gym, I use the in-ear earbuds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I usually generally will get, I have a tinnitus.
After that.
I don't want to call it an attack, but, you know, I have an episode.
Flare-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I use those. And they hurt my ears.
Oh.
The buds.
Oh.
But at the gym, when I go, you need to use a wired headset
or
earbuds.
Wired?
Yes, believe it or not, here at Planet Fitness, yeah. I don't know of any other way.
That's weird.
Yeah, down in Shamokin Dam, I think they do have a Bluetooth thing, but I don't understand how to use. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But anyway, so, but yes, it sucks. I know Mary gets it pretty bad.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She suffers from that a lot.
I would have never associated it, though, with menopause.
Yeah. It just says hormonal changes. So, although a direct cause is yet to be established, so they really don't know.
Oh.
Well, it must be prevalent enough in people our age for them to associate it with that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that they are labeling it to menopause, per se, you know, and not just brushing it aside.
Right.
That it could actually be a symptom.
Electric shocks.
Oh.
These could be mild to severe jolts of pain, commonly occurring just before a hot flash, or other times too, feels like a shock of electricity passing through your body. They don't understand that either.
Well, that sounds really, really strange. I've never experienced anything like that.
Gum disease, which we just talked about last time.
Yeah. Are you flicking your teeth?
I'm flicking it.
Are you flicking it?
I'm flicking it. Yeah. And I'm leaving the toothpaste in there.
Are you okay?
Hey, why not? Cold flushes. Now, we talked about hot flashes. These are cold flushes. While many women will report hot flashes, some will experience cold flushes or shivers. Hormonal changes can alter the function of the hypothalamus. That's a big word. Mm-hmm. The part of the brain that regulates body temperature.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's all I got. So,
well, that's enough.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot more. But the cardiovascular one was really eye-opening. And then to see that 40% of our lives are in this loop of feeling like dog shit all the time and feeling like we can't remember anything. And no wonder we get cranky.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Come on.
Exactly. I don't know. I feel like the, you know, woman was created like with punishment in mind, right, you know?
Right. Let's see how much shit these human beings can take. We're going to make them, you know, warriors. I don't know, but I'm done. Like, I would take a break. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have heard a lot of good things about that new map, though.
I'm liking it a lot, but I just need to educate myself. I used Optavia when I spoke about this before, when I lost the weight previously. And that was fine. I love the fact that you could just mix up, you know, the packet with a little bit of water and you had your food. A lot of people would say, oh, I can't eat that. To me, the food was good.
Right.
I was happy with it. You had some sweet things that were associated with it too. So it kept me going.
Right.
And I did that for 6 months. And then I still continued for the following year to like have the food on hand. Wasn't eating it like every day.
Normally, right.
Right. You know, with the intent of losing weight. But I would still use the food to the point now. I used it for so long, I can't do it. I can't look at it. And it was very expensive.
Yeah.
That's your thing too. Very expensive. Well, anyway, we'll see how this new map works, but I'll keep you updated. It's getting later because right now my brain feels dead.
Like, yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Fuck it.
That's no, what not fuck it.
Brain fart?
No, that release, you know, where you're older, you don't care about nothing. It's like
euphoria.
Invigorating? Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I don't know what
that word.
Like, we need a digital thesaurus.
I do.
That's okay.
Invigorating. I need to see.
Invigorating to me is like get you amped up.
One feel strong, healthy, and full of energy.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm worried.
You want the opposite of that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is the downside of recording
late at night.
Yeah, after you've worked all day and
right. My brain only has so much capacity in a day. Yes. By like 2 o'clock, gone. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
If I don't do, I have to get my most important stuff done in the morning when I'm fresh and have some kind of brain power. Otherwise, bleh.
Yeah. No wonder we sound so lame when we first come on air.
We don't sound lame. Hey, I sang tonight.
Yeah, you did sing. That was
yeah.
Good. Right, well, we are going to
try to do something. We gotta do something.
Well, I'm gonna but do you're gonna be going away. Thing. I don't. So we can't do a Sunday. They're not open on.
They're
Sunday?
Not open on Sunday. So nobody it has to be is... doing. We're gonna have to do it during the week.
What about Friday night?
A Friday night, yeah, we can do a Friday night.
And a friend of ours, too, just mentioned about open mic night that was down in Sunbury tonight and asked if we wanted to go. I've never been to one of those either, but that looks kind of cool.
I never have either, but I did put it on the list of obscure things that we want to do. So I really want to do that at some point.
And you said you'll go up and
in front of the mic? I'll go up and read a poem.
Okay.
Are you going to do something?
I don't know. I was thinking about creating my own.
Too bad you didn't have drums so that you could come up there and drum.
Oh, God, no. Not in front of people.
Not in front of people.
No, I'd piss myself. Not in front of people.
You can be my... What was it? Trying to come up with that word. Remember the old beatniks? Like, you feel like a smoky lounge, and there's a guy up there with a beret, and he's speaking in poem, and then they're all clicking. They're doing the little click, click, click. I don't even know if I can... You can be my beatnik. Person that does little clickers with your fingers or the little finger symbols ching 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 while I'm doing
that's
my poem.
That's so funny. That's funny. Yeah, how about that? It would be fun.
That would be fun. You could wear sunglasses and a hat maybe and nobody would know who you are and a scarf or I don't know so nobody knows who you are. You could be incognito. I have my wig in the bag when I use for the skits. You could wear that.
Oh, there you go. Nobody
would know who you are.
Well, as we said before, though, you know, at this age, you don't care.
Right.
You don't care what you look like, what people are thinking about you, what they want to say about you. I don't care.
No, you can't care.
This is all about new things. You just go and try it, you know?
It's fuck it.
And it's different. It's not what I'm saying, like a bucket list, like things that you want to get done and do, you know, while you can. It's not that. It's a completely different feeling.
Yeah, it is.
You know, where you just don't care.
Just don't care.
I know there's a word for it, but I can't think of the words.
So. We still didn't look that word up. I don't know.
No.
Stay tuned. In our next episode, Bevel will have a word for you.
Yeah.
You'll look it up before then.
All right. Yeah.
We'll be good.
So, all right.
All right. It's past my bedtime.
I know. I got to let you go home.
Got to let me go home and go to bed.
All right. We'll be back soon.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.